You got to call in right now at 833-JOE-ALEX to join in this conversation, because it's going to be interesting to see where everybody falls on this one. Mark Zuckerberg, well, he does everything right except for protect our identity. He says that the government should play a more active role in controlling internet content. He calls for new laws in four areas, and they are harmful content, election integrity, privacy, and data portability. Would that make the internet and social media in general a better place? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I don't like the idea. I mean, it already happens. Big government controls everything for the most part. We're just little puppets. But that being said, I don't like the idea of people doing it, unless it's, he mentioned in the article too, it would have to be done by a third party. But is that third party really independent? Who knows what they're going to control and what they're not?
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing, I don't know. I see both sides, because both people, it doesn't matter who you vote for, people on politics are dumb. They see an article and they believe it online, especially older people. We're talking 50 plus. Young people are dumb too.
They're more susceptible to the fake stuff.
But they are, like your parents, grandparents, older people, they're like, oh my gosh, did you see what they're going to do? It's like, this isn't even real, and you believe it, and then if you're dumb enough to make a decision on that, like, for example, elections is one thing they want to tackle with social media, then you're not voting for, or you're voting for a candidate for something that's not even true. And we obviously had Russian interference in our elections. Like, they tried to have an effect on that. So by going in there and targeting different things for different candidates.
They
so
wanted
it's like,
to divide the country. That was the whole thing. They want us divided.
And that seems to be social media in general. Everything seems to be divisive, and people are so hostile to each other.
Yeah.
So I see the point, but I don't think I want it, though.
I think this is so scary. And I think if your eyes are not open to this, I mean, this is it. This is your chance.
What do you mean, like, my eyes aren't open to what?
Like, to how scary and potentially terrible this is. First of all, having the government regulate what we say on the internet, that right there should, I don't even think that it would be possible, because I am 99% sure that would be a violation of free speech. So that's the thing. Like, people are like, you know, I don't want people to say mean things to me. I don't want to see things that I don't like on the internet and stuff. And if you're someone that feels strongly about that, like the danger and just the crap hole that the internet has become, and you are for this, you agree with Mark Zuckerberg, like, we need to have more regulations and people policing what people say on the internet, I would really like to hear from you. 833-JOE-ALEX. I mean, my thing is with this, number one, Mark Zuckerberg.
Get it right or he's going to delete our Facebook.
He just got charged by the government because Facebook, I don't know if you know this, but this just came out this week. Facebook was charged with housing discrimination because of their targeted advertising. So they were like finding people, and then based on their religious preferences or their race, they were targeting people in ads to like pop up for you. And so they got in trouble already by the government. So I feel like this is just a thing, like, Mark Zuckerberg is just trying to push responsibility. Like, he's like, you know, they keep getting in trouble for things. Like, in the last 6 months, Facebook has gotten in trouble for so many things that they've done wrong and violating different things. So I think that Mark Zuckerberg at this point is just like, you know what, I'm done with this. Why don't you guys deal with it?
But the problem is, I think we need to have people, okay, just, I hate to say censor, but listen, like, people that think the earth is flat, or crazy people like that Alex Jones guy who just came out here and he's like, oh, I was under hypnosis
or
psychosis.
Censored. That's the thing, though. He was.
He should be. When you're saying mass shootings at schools are fake, if you're one of those kind of people, yeah,
I agree with you.
Ignorance should be out there for other dumb people to blindly follow and believe.
But Joe.
And perpetuate.
But listen, you either have to be a free speech purist, or if you say, make one little rule, like, for example, Alex Jones and then a bunch, like, Laura Loomer and all these other people that have been banned now from social media, they've banned them. So, like, see, it's a slippery slope. Like, if you don't allow all free speech, even free speech that you're uncomfortable with, then they're going to start telling us, like, what we can and can't do. And
fake news is not allowed. You love,
but see,
you
who
love
determines?
Fake news.
But Joe,
if it's
who
an
determines?
Actual fact, if it's an actual fact,
but that's
it can
subjective,
be out there.
Because what
no,
you
no,
think
facts,
is fake is maybe not
no,
what
no, no.
I do.
Opinions are subjective.
Okay.
Facts are facts.
Okay.
Whether we like them or not, if it's a factual thing, it's a factual thing.
See, do you think that this stuff should be regulated? Because, see, it scares me that then someone up there, and I say up there as in the government, can just say what we can and can't say. And then pretty soon it'll be in our real lives what you can and can't speak
Hi,
in
Alex.
Real life or
this is
listen
gone.
To.
I'm in the... Oh, not me. Sorry. My bad. Bye.
See, you make fun of me. You think I'm crazy. But, see, this stuff is happening. And no government-run things like healthcare or public school system or education none of this stuff goes well when the government is in charge. So we want them in charge of Facebook.
Can somebody take Alex's Kool-Aid, please? Kylie, or is it, no, Kyle, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Do you like the idea or not?
I don't like the idea, no.
Why not?
Because it's just like other people telling you what to do, like, you know, big government. And it's just human nature. You don't want other people telling you what to do.
Do you see or agree at all with my point of saying that all the information out there people don't know, especially if it's fake things, everybody says fake news, for example, that wouldn't be a good idea to try to get rid of all the fake stuff so we can know it's real?
I mean, yeah, that would be a good idea, but it's also your responsibility to find out if something is true or not. There are more sources out there than just that source.
Unfortunately, I mean, I agree with you too. Like, I'm on both sides, but I just feel like some people don't do that much effort. They don't do much work. Like, everybody says they do, but they have a bias towards what they like and what they believe in, and that's what they generally would probably lead towards.
Besides this whole thing, if Mark Zuckerberg wins and the government gets to decide on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and stuff what we can and can't say and what's nice and what isn't nice and what's acceptable and what isn't, like, putting them in charge is so scary. Number one, that's like for sure the first step and a total attack on free speech. But also think about it. I mean, if we put the government in charge of the Sahara Desert, in 5 years there'd be a shortage of sand. I mean, they have no good track record with running programs. Everything they've tried to run runs into just crap.
What if Trump was like in charge of Twitter? Wouldn't you love that?
No, I don't. I don't think that would be good. I don't think anyone should be in charge. I think it should just be an open forum where if you agree with someone, you follow them. If you don't, you don't.
Michelle, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up?
I agree. I don't think that we should be limited or monitored. Obviously, you shouldn't put like hate crime stuff on there or, you know, threats.
Why not? That's free speech. Why can't I have that out there, right? Why are you trying to control me? Why can't I have that stuff?
That is kind of overboard, but just to say something that somebody else doesn't agree with, or, you know, you can pick who's on your social media. You can delete it. You can choose to not get on there,
right,
not follow them.
I mean, we already have laws in place for things like hate, you know, threats and harassment and things like that, bullying and all that. Like, you know, you can have the police show up at your door if you are threatening someone in that way. But the problem is like big media programs like Twitter and Facebook stuff now are determining what is, you know, quote unquote hate speech. And the problem is it's subjective, because sometimes what hate speech is to them is not actually hate speech. Like, Twitter's been banning people who've been joking with people and telling them you need to learn to code. Like, they've been banning accounts because they said that's hate speech. This is why it's like a scary thing. I put a poll up on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. You can vote if you think that the government should be regulating social media more or not.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all agree Alex's accounts just need to be shut down. If that's happening, we're fine.